you rake it up in piles with this horse-drawn dump rake. And then
those piles you call the what, the windrow?
Windrow. And then you had your two-horse wagon with a bed on it. Now, my father, he did it a little different to a lot of the farmers, but my father always had this two-horse wagon, and he taken them two large pieces of heavy timber for the front and for the rear and made a cross out of them.
Yeah.
And put a large bolt through it. Well, this, he would put one of these in the front and one in the rear, let it one end of the 2x4 stick down in one corner of the front of the bed, and the other end of the 2x4 stick in the other end. Well, he'd put this on the front and rear, and then lay him about three or four planks. Well, that would throw you hay. You could put hay off 2 or 3 feet out past the wheels on each side. You just make what he called a hay frame. And that way you could pile a lot of loose hay on this hay frame and cut to the barn. That's on the same principle, that load of hay you see in the picture of that. It looks like he might have hay frames on that wagon.
Yeah, that's a pretty thick one. Now, did you ever see hay covered maybe in sort of a, with four poles and had a sliding roof or tin roof, something like that on it? Did you ever see
that? I never
saw that.
Something.
Okay. Now, did you have a place where you, a special place where you'd milk the cows outside, maybe?
You just usually milk them in the lot.
Okay.
Usually, back those days, you kept the milk cows calf up every day, and the cow would run outside.
Uh-huh.
And then when the cow came up that evening, or when some of the children had to go drive her up, while the mother would milk the calf, she would just let the milk cow in and rope off the calf. And the cow would stand there. Most back them days, while there wasn't all the new types of feed, you feed them peanut vines and nubbins of corn.
And you just, okay, tell me about what you did. Once you got the milk, what would you carry in? What would you milk them in?
You'd milk them in a milk pail, and you'd carry the milk to the house and strain it through what they call a strainer. Back those days, well, it was nothing more than a thin flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
You strain the milk, and you strain it into either gallon buckets or glass jars, and there was no refrigeration. There was no ice boxes, so you didn't run to the refrigerator or the ice box where you milk. If you wanted milk to be cool and wanted it to be sweet for supper that night, if you milked in the morning, well, you'd take this milk and put it in the container that you could seal watertight, and you would either set it in the spring or let it down in the well on a rope and leave it there till time to use it.
Okay, what'd you call it when you maybe set it in a place where did you have a place where water would run by the milk, excuse me, and keep it cool?
Well, a lot of times there at the spring, while we had a place that we'd let the more, it was nothing more than a little small pond below the stream that was fenced in where no stock could get to it, and you'd set the milk in this little pond. And water, it was within a foot of the spring, and the water would flow out of the spring and run right through the milk.
Okay. What would you call that, a dairy? What was a dairy?
Well, a dairy was a place where they milked several milk cattle.
Okay, all right. A place where you might keep your potatoes or something like that.
Well, that'd be your potato kill.
Did you keep your hogs usually?
Well, back those days, the hogs run outside, and you'd leave them outside. They'd eat grass, berries, things through the summer, and you'd feed them a little stuff all through the summer,